Fridays are awesome! Happy to have you watching. My name is Carl Azus. Washington, D.C. is our first destination today. Just ahead of the one-year anniversary of his inauguration date, U.S. President Joe Biden gave a rare news conference this week. Wednesday's event lasted almost 2 hours and covered a lot of subjects. The president's first year has seen ups and downs. Concerning the COVID-19 pandemic, the U.S. leader came into office with a promise of defeating the virus, and he said Wednesday his administration has overseen hundreds of millions of vaccinations in America. But despite that, coronavirus continued to spread and claimed more lives in 2021 than it did in 2020, and the Supreme Court recently struck down a Biden administration requirement that 84 million private workers be vaccinated. Concerning the economy, the president highlighted the addition of millions of jobs over the past year and the drop in the unemployment rate, the percentage of American workers without jobs. But he also acknowledged inflation was a problem, the rise in prices of the goods we buy. It's at its highest level in decades. Legislatively, President Biden signed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill and a $1 trillion infrastructure bill, which had bipartisan support in Congress. But a more controversial social spending plan he supported, and a recent effort to overhaul voting laws in America, both of those large-scale bills failed in Congress. President Biden suggested they could be broken up into smaller pieces of legislation that may have a better chance of passing. Concerning the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, it was a troubled effort that saw evacuation problems, a deadly terrorist attack, and a quick takeover by Afghanistan's former rulers. The president said there was no easy way to get Americans out after 20 years of war in Afghanistan, and that he made no apologies. But on another international front, involving a recent buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine, something President Biden said caused confusion in the U.S. and abroad.
As he begins his second year in office, President Biden bluntly predicting that Russia will invade Ukraine, at least to some degree. At a news conference here on Wednesday, on the final day of his first year in office, the president said he does believe that Vladimir Putin will to some degree invade Ukraine. But he first said a minor incursion would not necessarily be treated in the same way as a larger invasion. Well, less than an hour after this nearly two-hour news conference, the White House quickly corrected that comment, saying that any invasion, any crossing over the land barrier would be considered an expanded invasion and tough sanctions would follow. Now, the president was defiant and defensive about his record during his first year in office, talking about the jobs created, some 6 million, talking about the economic recovery after the COVID pandemic, which, of course, is still raging hot, also talking about that infrastructure law and other programs. But he did acknowledge some shortcomings, particularly in terms of COVID testing. He said he wishes his team would have done more earlier on that. But we also asked him if he has any sense of changing anything during his second year, and he said he does plan to stand by all of his White House staff, but he said he would like to get out of the White House more. He would like to break out of the presidential bubble more, travel more across the country, take his case to voters. He also said he does not want to be seen as a president senator, acknowledging that too often he was sort of waded into these legislative debates rather than being a leader. So even after a half century in office, the president is still finding his footing here as the 46th American president, but clearly making the case, defending his first year, but knowing the country wants to see him do better. His poll results indicate that. The question is, will his second year, this midterm election year, be any stronger? Jeff Zeleny, CNN, the White House.
10-second trivia. What language's alphabet has the fewest number of letters? Afrikaans, Hindi, Tahitian, or Nepali? Of these options, Tahitian has only 13 letters, the least of any language here. And one thing they're talking about in Tahiti, whether it's in Tahitian or the official language of French, is the discovery of a previously unknown coral reef. It was located in November. It's almost 2 miles long. It's reportedly in impeccable and unharmed condition. Scientists say the fact that something so large and so beautiful was just found indicates how little we know about the world's oceans. The reef is located in what's called an oceanic twilight zone.
Divers ready their breathing equipment. And down they go. An amazing discovery before their eyes, a rare and unique coral reef ecosystem found off the coast of the French Polynesian island of Tahiti. At 3 kilometers long, the reef is one of the largest in the world to lie at the depths of more than 30 meters. The majority of the known coral reefs are found at depths of up to 25 meters. This area of ocean is unique. It's middle ground between shallower waters and the deep ocean floor, but still has enough light for coral to grow and reproduce. These giant rose-shaped corals are in pristine condition, some reaching 2 meters in diameter. Now the scientists are examining them in an effort to find out if there could be other large reefs at the same depth yet to be discovered. But it's not an easy task.
That may be one of the reasons why we don't find, deep reefs, because, the conditions for diving there are quite complicated. When you're going over 40 meters to 50 to 70 meters, you cannot go there with your usual scuba gear. You need some special apparatus.
For this expedition led by UNESCO, these divers are using state-of-the-art computer-controlled breathing equipment known as rebreathers. The special helium-based gas mixture allows them to stay down longer and go down deeper. The divers take photos of the reef during their mission while also measuring and taking samples to study it further. According to UNESCO, only 20% of the world's seabed has been mapped.
You can only protect what you can measure. And as we are trying to set targets for global ocean conservation around the world, this is the basic information that you need to start, establishing marine protected areas in the world.
This mission was only a first attempt. More expeditions are planned in the coming months to further investigate the reef.
Coral reefs is one of the most studied ecosystems. So when we discover a major new jewel in the crown, it's quite unique.
Jennifer Gray, CNN.
Around the world in 155 days. When 19-year-old pilot Zara Rutherford arrived in Belgium Thursday, she landed 2 Guinness World Records. Rutherford's the youngest woman ever to fly around the world solo, and she's the first woman ever to do that in a microlight aircraft. She took off from Belgium on August 18th and thought the trip would take around 3 months, but bad weather and passport delays grounded her in several countries, and various COVID restrictions often kept her from sightseeing. The hardest part of the journey, she said, was in Siberia, where it was 31 degrees below zero and a forced landing could have been dangerous. But Rutherford made it, and she made history. Her trip was funded by airports and sponsors, according to the New York Times, and it raised money for 2 different charities. Favorite snack in the world. But this popcorn story is nuts. At Disney's Epcot theme park in Florida, there is an unofficial mascot named Figment. The park recently released a commemorative popcorn bucket of Figment, charging $25 for it. But even though some people are listing it for $200 or more on eBay, it's what they had to go through to get it that's surprising. Some folks waited 7 hours in line to buy a purple plastic popcorn bucket. And you think I'm corny. Now, some expected they'd have to line up in rows, but they were still amazed the wait was that long. Guess they figured since we already came here to get it and we've started waiting, we'll be the stalk of the town even if some people corn us. It shows there's more than a kernel of truth to Disney's lore, that it's not just a figment of the imagination. I'm Coral Azus. Today's shout-out goes out to Jeremiah Burke High School. It is located in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Thank you and everyone else for watching, and have a wonderful weekend. This is CNN.